where he will be delving into discussing Surah Al-Baqarah at 12 p.m. In the conference room. Postponed from last Sunday to this Sunday, our seniors invite you to join us for a nature walk at 10 a.m. at the Irvine Regional Park in Orange. There will be a picnic after the walk, so bring your favorite potluck dish to share with friends. We have a unique event coming up in the next few weeks. On Saturday, April 4th, ISOC will be hosting a festival of books. This all-day event will feature a wide selection of Islamic books, conversations, and will give us an opportunity to meet with the local American Muslim authors. Follow ISOC on Facebook or Twitter and Instagram and share with family and friends. Tonight, the Muslim Youth Group will be hosting a friendly gender feud activity planned to be here today by 7:45 p.m. We'll be praying Isha, and then we will start the program afterwards, and the MYG will also be serving dinner. ISOC is pleased to give an opportunity to some organizations so they can share some information with you. Please be gracious enough to visit their booth outside. Today we welcome the OC Muslim Chamber of Commerce. Stop by their booth and learn more of their work. In addition to that, we have the OCS Girl Scout troops. It's Girl Scout cookie season, so if you've been waiting to get your Thin Mints for the year, you'll be able to finally buy some outside after Jumat, inshallah. In addition to that, we also welcome students. There's a cohort of students coming today to visit us from Biola University to learn more about our community and to learn more about Islam. So if you see them walking around, please do welcome them and greet them with a smile. And lastly, not only am I here today as an ISOC community member, but also as a representative for CARE LA. I serve as a youth development coordinator there, and I'm here to kind of announce that ISOC is bringing one of CARE's most popular youth programs to this masjid. It's called the Muslim Game Changers Network, which is a weekly intensive high school social justice training program for youth to develop leadership skills, for them to kind of get an understanding of social justice as a concept grounded in an Islamic lens and an Islamic tradition and an articulation grounded in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a very valuable topic as students tend to delve into college and their university systems, and they get thrust into the throng of social justice activity and community work. It's very important to kind of develop a foundation that's core, that's grounded in the faith itself. So this program is a weekly program on Saturdays. I have more information about it outside, and please do visit our table for more opportunities to learn more about it, inshallah. For more information, you can also visit MuslimGameChangers.com, and I'll also be out there for more questions after the Jumma prayer. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة كل خير. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers. All the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha allatheena aamanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu wazkuru ni'matallahi 'alaykum id kuntum a'da'an fa'alafa bayna qulubikum fa'asbahtum bini'matihi ikhwana وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, be conscious of Allah as you ought to be conscious of Him, and do not let death come to you unless you have surrendered yourself to Allah. And hold all of you together, the rope of Allah, that He stretches, and be not divided, and then be not divided upon you, that ye were enemies of each other, and He joined your hearts, and you became by His favor, by His blessing, brethren, and you were at the edge of the ditch of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah explains His signs to you so that you may be guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, وَاتِعُوا اللَّهُ لَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And obey Allah and obey His Messenger, and do not fall in disputes, otherwise you will fail and your honor will be gone. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Both of these sections from the Quran, from Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, and Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, both of these sections that I recited, here you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding and telling the believers that they should be united. Unity among the believers is a necessity. We call it darura. It is a necessity. Unity among the believers is also an obligation. It is a fariza. We need unity because once we are united, we can pool our resources together. And we can help each other, and we can help others. We need unity in order to make ourselves strong for the goodness. We can be strong socially, strong economically, and strong politically. We can effectively deal with issues and the problems that we see, problem that you are seeing in Palestine, problem that you see in Kashmir, problem you see in Rohingya, and problems many other places. And many of these problems, we are not able to deal with them properly, effectively, because there is no one voice of the Ummah, because there is no togetherness. Unity we need to preserve and to maintain our dignity and our honor. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are divided, you will lose your honor. You will lose your reputation. So we need that. And unity we need to present the best image of Islam to ourselves, to our young generation, and also to the world. Unity is needed to help the humanity to get out of the problems of injustice, oppression, discrimination, as well as racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, all of these things. So unity is very much needed. It is a zarura. It is the need of humanity. And it is very much our own need. But that unity is also an obligation. It is the command of Allah. اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Hold all of you together, the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah is the Quran, the message of Allah that Allah sent down from the heaven to earth. Hold it together. All of you follow the Quran, follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And be not divided. So it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you follow that, Allah's favor will be with you. Allah's blessings will be with you. The rahmah will come. So al-wahdatu rahmah, wal-furqatu azab. When people are together, they receive the mercy of Allah. And when they become divided, then they do not receive that mercy. Actually, they may come, they may receive the disfavor of Allah. May Allah save us from that. So this is the point that Muslims should pay attention to. Muslims can be united and should be united regardless of their colors and races and nationalities and ethnicities. Muslims should be united regardless of their social and economic background, the rich and poor, people of any category should be united. And Muslims also should be united regardless of their schools of thoughts. سني ذا شيعي حنفي مالكي حنبلي شافعي سوفي ذا سلفي various ways of thinking, various ways of interpretation, they can all work together as long as they agree on the basic principles and the principles of Tawheed, that there is only one God. Principle that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final Prophet of Allah. Principle of justice, principles of goodness. There are many principles that are there. As long as they agree on that, they can be united. And they should be united. Unity is part of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. Believers are brethren. As long as the Iman, the faith is strong, the unity will be there. And it should be there if there is Iman. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the Hadith, الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ. A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره. Part of a long hadith. The Prophet said, Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He should not oppress him. He should not abandon him, forsake him, that other people do wrong to him. No, if he should support, if he sees his brother is oppressed, his brother is wrong is done to his brother, he should help and support. وَلَا يَكْزِبُ, and should not lie to him and should not hold him in contempt. Because the other brother is not as rich as I am or somebody else is, so he should put him down because of that. Or is not from the same background, same race, same color, then put down that. Rasulullah SAW implies 4 points. لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره. And that is the relationship that should exist between Muslims, all Muslims. But when we call for unity, we do not mean uniformity. We do not mean that all of them should look alike, dress alike, eat the same food, speak the same language, and have all of these things. Or they must all have same opinions, same viewpoint. Diversity is possible within unity. Actually, diversity is good, because that is the show that people are different races, different color are coming together, and they're different viewpoint, and they can all exchange their ideas together. And this is the way the progress comes. This is the way people move forward. So diversity is not the negation of unity. Diversity enriches the unity, the community. And also, unity is not a slogan. You will find everywhere people say, اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. It has become a slogan. There are many conferences taking place, many people are saying that, but when it comes to effective policies, action plan, very little. So it's not a slogan. It is a mission. And it should be taken seriously. And each one of us, young and old, male and female, we should think what I'm doing for the unity of the Ummah. What is my obligation? And when I see this unity on my own level, what I'm doing going to do that? How I can improve the situation? Start from your own home, from your own family. Is your family together? Are you working to bring the people together? And then also, if you have influence on the larger level, then you think about that way. If somebody is head of a state, you should think that way. Head of an organization, national organization, international organization, then you should work on that way. But everybody has to take that. What is my responsibility and how much I can do that? So that is the need of the time. I'm happy to report to you that last weekend I was in a conference, and that was a conference of Muslim scholars from the Sunni and the Shia community. From all over the country, many scholars came and we sat together discussing the issues. The relationship between the Sunnis and Shia is at its worst today in the world. Alhamdulillah, in America, we don't have that problem, but still we have to be conscious of that. It is at its worst, and it is harming the Ummah. It is harming everybody. So it is very important that people should think seriously how to bring the two communities together. Yes, there are some differences, serious differences, on the matter of theology, on the matters of jurisprudence, but there are many things also in common. So we emphasize that prejudice should not be there, misunderstanding should not be there, propaganda should not be there, but rather we should have dialogue and discussion. And the areas in which we have commonalities, we should work together. We should understand. The areas in which we have differences, we should try to see how we can have understanding and dialogue so that we can improve the situation. We emphasize that both communities, Sunnis and Shia, we respect the family of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ahlul Bayt. You will not find anyone, neither Sunnis nor Shias, of course Shias not, but certainly even Sunnis, although they are misunderstanding, we do not give preference to Yazid over Hussein radiallahu anh. Some people may think that way, but no. It is not that any Sunni would say, I prefer Yazid over Hussein radiallahu anh. You will not find anyone who say, I prefer Muawiyah radiallahu anh, he was a Sahabi, so he said radiallahu anh, over Ali radiallahu anh, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is a unanimity here. That is, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is honorable. We may have differences. Yes, we have differences on the issue of Masumiya, whether they are without any error. We don't say that, but still we respect them and honor them. But at the same time, it is very important that the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Azwaj Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the wives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who are our mothers, all of them have to be respected and honored. And one should not use abusive words against the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One may disagree with some of their views, but it doesn't mean that one should disrespect them. You know, we believe that Sahaba, kulluhum udul. All the Sahaba were trustworthy and honorable, especially when they report the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But no one says among the Sunnis the Sahaba are masumin. Sahaba are beyond the error. Some of their views, yes, people agree, and some people disagree. But respect and honor must be there. And we emphasize there should be dialogue and discussion among the scholars, and they should not be takfir, calling each other kafir. And certainly there should not be violence against one community or the other community. So collaborate and cooperate as much as possible. And this is called intra-faith relationship. That is, relationship between the people of the same faith. Broadly, all those people who call themselves Muslims, they believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, they should be together. This is called intra-faith relationship. The Christians had this difficulty, the problem, and they developed an idea called ecumenical relationship. And after years, decades of work, they are much better condition. They have ecumenical relationship. We call it Ummah relationship. And that should be there. So we should emphasize intra-faith relationship, as we also emphasize, alhamdulillah, we are working on that, inter-faith relationship. That is the relationship between the people of different faiths. And among the faiths, there are some that are closer to Islam, such as Judaism and Christianity. And we try to have collaboration and cooperation and understanding between Muslims and the people of the book, Jews and Christians. But also, we try to have collaboration and understanding between Muslims and Hindus, Muslims and Buddhists. And as you can see that today, with all the commotion that is going on in India, there are many people from the Hindu community, and there are many people from the Sikh community, and there are many people from the Buddhist community. They are coming in support of Muslims against some of the policies of the government. So it is possible to have relationship with other people, and we should try to work on that. So intra-faith, inter-faith, both of them are important. And dialogue is necessary. Today, in this global village in which we are living, in this world of globalization, the best way of living is the way of dialogue, the way for communication, and not spreading the rumors and propaganda against others. There are some who want to have that, to create tensions and problems, but we as an ummah, we should try to stand up for that, which is a good relationship, harmonious relationship, better understanding, not necessarily the same thinking and the same viewpoint. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and help us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Alhamdulillah, we welcomed the visitors from the Biola University. We're happy to see them. We'd like to see more of people from other faith come and see our community and see the prayers that we do. Also, as you know that an epidemic is spreading in some parts of the world, and everybody is conscious, which is called coronavirus. Be careful, and also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this this trouble, this pain, this difficulty from the humanity. So we should pray for all people, and all people for their health, for their goodness, as well as we want to see that all human beings behave like human beings towards each other. What is happening in India? You might know that your sisters, hundreds of thousands of Muslim women, they are protesting in what is known as Shaheen Bagh in Delhi. And there are thousands of others in different places are protesting, because government has two bills. One is called the Citizens Amendment Bill. The other is the National Registration. And both of them are discriminatory. Both of them may create problem not only for Muslims, although definitely it's for Muslims, and but others as well. So it is a discriminatory. It will mean that a lot of people who have been living there for centuries, for many, many years, generation after generation, because they may not have the official papers to prove their citizenship, will be called as non-citizens. Their property will be taken away from them. They might be made as persona non grata. That people have no legal standing there. And this is a terrible condition. That's why thousands of people are protesting against these bills. So Here also, in Los Angeles area, there will be a protest on February 22 at 12 noon, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at Exposition Park in Los Angeles. And it is called Chalo Shaheen Bagh. Go to Shaheen Bagh. Not going to Shaheen Bagh, but like at least participate and to express your solidarity with the people who are in Shaheen Bagh. So join us. This poster is there. We'll put it there so you can look at it and get more information. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the humanity to the right path, to the path of understanding, good relation and harmony, and remove the discrimination and hate and violence from everywhere in the world. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمه المكرمين المعظمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله استووا استقيموا please make straight lines be close to each other الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى وأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، شيء قدير. Please remember in your dua, several people in the community were not well. I'll mention their names and please remember them in your dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. Brother Rafi, Brother Lahbori Seba, Brother Umar Zubairi, Sister Yara Yusuf, Sister Fazila Akhtar, Brother Habibullah Mia, Brother Abdul Majid, Brother Badruddin, Brother Sister Shamim Rao, Dr. Jafar Khan, Dr. Miraj Hussain, both of them are been members of our community and have served the Islamic Society for many years. Dr. Miraj Hussain yesterday had a heart surgery. Dr. Jafar Khan at the Sida Sanai Hospital. Brother Shamim Ahmed, Brother Haziq, Brother Khalil Tantawi, Brother Ayaz Kalimullah,